This update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. It's also brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seawing Ace Hardware. Also by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. We are back with the local news. I'm Tate Cervantes out of the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Ugly varsity basketball coach Matt Mirsik resigned at the November 24th Ugly School Board meeting, saying he was reassigned from the girls to the boys program without any prior discussion or interest in the new role. He had led the Ugly girls varsity team to four straight district titles, and he said he stepped down out of loyalty to the girls program, which he felt he was unfairly disrupted. Community members packed the meeting to back Mirsik, questioning whether new superintendent Troy Reel or the school board drove the reassignment and warning that Ubley's once strong athletic reputation is now suffering. Several speakers alleged a lack of transparency and raised concerns that politics and fear of retaliation are discouraging parents and staff from speaking out about athletic decisions. In the same meeting, the board unanimously accepted multiple coaching resignations, including Mirsik's, and approved a slate of new hires for both boys and girls teams across grade levels. The board also referenced its policies giving it authority through recommendations from the superintendent over coaching assignments, contract conditions, and resignations, and set its next meeting for December 8th at 7 p.m. Because some partnerships have proven to be beneficial, the Sanilac County Board of Commissioners approved continuing them. The board approved the continuation of the partnership between the county and the Save Council for Eva Shelter Program, or program's millage, funding renewal of $210,160, and for SAVE partnership with the Child Abuse Prevention and Intervention for $179,152. In other action, commissioners also approved some purchases. They approved the $14,834 purchase of a 2007 Chevrolet Express 16-passenger van for the Sheriff's Work Crew program. The board also accepted the $41,135 bid from the Thompson Chevrolet of Ubley for a 2026 Chevrolet Traverse for the county's Veterans Affairs Department. The board approved paying $69,900 to purchase 16 Motorola body cameras and related equipment for them. In addition, Sanilac County Community Health Community Mental Health's bid to provide Project Connect Neighbors Helping Neighbors for $15,114 for 2026 from the Save Mileage funding was approved. The Connect program helps connect anyone in need of assistance with food, coats, or personal care items. The program also helps individuals to sign up for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits, assistance with unemployment filing, resume writing, interview coaching, and housing resources, including consultation on housing rights. U.S. Senator Gary Peters has helped secure new federal investments aimed at expanding food assistance and supporting Michigan's agricultural industry through recently enacted bipartisan appropriations legislation. The Agricultural Rural Development Food and Drug Administration and Related Agencies Appropriations Act delivers funding for key federal programs such as SNAP, school nutrition initiatives, and WIC, while also providing resources to strengthen food safety, boost research, and improve rural infrastructure across the state. Additional provisions include substantial funding for agricultural research, dam safety, rural building, and support for victims of domestic violence and their pets for grants and housing programs. These measures are designed to enhance nutrition, safety, and economic resilience for Michigan families and farmers in the coming year. After the break, we will get to our local, or our international and national news.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, with more Motors of Caro. Why choose more Motors of Caro? Because you get more for your money with more Motors of Caro.
More Motors in Caro.
You get award-winning service before, during, and after the sale. You get fair trade offers. You get transparency. And most importantly, trust.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
At More Motors of Caro, we take pride in building relationships that last a lifetime. It's customer service that makes the difference. Why would you settle for anywhere else when you can have the best?
More Motors in Caro.
Choose More Motors of Caro and get more for your money. This is Denny King, the King of Cars.
Denny King.
With a selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, you owe it to yourself to come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for over 60 years. Located on the west side of Caro on M81, come say hi to Denny King, the King of Cars.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Seaboing Ace Hardware.
And we are back with our national news. A major early season winter storm is moving across the Midwest, contributing to multiple vehicle crashes in states such as Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska, as transportation officials urge reduced travel and highway crews work to keep primary routes open. In international news, we have Sri Lanka. A powerful cyclone has left more than 120 people dead and disrupted transportation and communications, leaving rescue teams stretched as they attempt to reach remote areas and restore essential services for affected communities. Your national and international news was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. Look to the Tech Team for friendly support. Friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seabwang Ace Hardware. Also, by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
This has been your news for the hour with Tate Servants at the Thumb Broadcasting Center in Bad Axe. And now we will go to the weather with Steve Adamson.